let that music say...
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Gene Vanderpile, Jester Hairston, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden.
And I am Charles Correll.
This is the last broadcast of the present season. And for our sponsor and for ourselves, we want to thank you for listening. You've given us a wonderful year, and we are very, very grateful.
And it's been a real privilege to be associated with the Rexall family, because we believe in the name Rexall and what it stands for.
And that's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, and the only reason why Charlie and I have talked to you at the opening of each of our programs this season about Rexall drug products. Our sponsor did not request this. We volunteered to do it ourselves because we know from experience you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Well, the Kingfish and his wife, Sapphire, have been fighting so much at home lately that they felt if they went out for the evening, it might help the situation. Leaving Mom at home, they went out to dinner and a movie. Has the gay, festive evening had any effect? Well, let's drop in on the Kingfish and Sapphire as they're returning home.
George Stevens, of all the miserable evenings I ever spent in my whole life, this is the worst.
Now, wait a minute,
you ought to be ashamed of yourself. We just sat there and stared at each other. Did you notice at dinner around the room, other men got up and asked their wives to dance with them? Why didn't you do that?
Well, I would have, but I didn't think that you wanted me dancing with other men's wives. Hey, no pleasure going out with you neither, you know. The most romantic thing you ever done all evening was take off your shoes in the movies.
Well, I got plenty of romance in my soul, George. Every woman has, and it's the man's job to draw it out.
Huh. Oh, no, romance and you is like putting a poultice on a boil.
Now, look here, George
Stevens. All right, shut up. Here's the apartment. Let me get the key in the door here. Stop arguing. Never hear someone.
I wonder if Mama's still up.
Yeah, that sagging old dragon will be sitting there. Sitting there in the bathroom, tuning into television. I tell you, I wish there was a knob on her head to take the distortion out of her kisser. That's what.
Waiting up for you. I got a wonderful surprise for you.
Fine, Mama. When is you moving out?
Mama, what is the surprise?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, George, you just go peek in the bedroom and see.
Now, look, Mama.
Just go ahead and peek.
All right.
Good evening, brother-in-law, dear.
Oh, no. Oh!
Mama, George fainted.
Yeah, he always does that every time your brother Leroy comes to visit us.
My, what a lovely breakfast this is.
Yes, have some more wheat cakes, Leroy, dear.
Yes, son. Let me give you some more bacon here.
And have some more coffee, honey.
And have some more toast, baby.
Here, Leroy, sweet. Let me give you some more ham.
Now, what about me?
Shut up, Baldy, and eat your mush.
Come on, Mama. Let's go in the kitchen and heat some more rolls for Leroy.
Come on into Lodge, Hollander.
Yeah. You say your brother-in-law got into town again last night, huh?
He say he only gonna be here a couple of days, but I ain't taking no chances. I done give him a hint that he ain't wanted, you know. I threw his overcoat down the stairs this morning.
Yeah, well, you think that's a strong enough hint?
Well, the goof was in it at the time I threw it.
I see. Well, he's a mess, all right. Everything he ever done in his whole life, he messed up, ain't he?
Yeah, he got in big trouble when he worked for the railroad, you know.
He did, huh?
Boy, they sent him out with a section gang. He was too dumb to do anything else, so when the gang was working on the roadbed there, they sent him up the track to watch for trains.
Watch for trains, huh? What happened?
Well, when he see the train coming, he was supposed to holler, "Here she come." One day he fell asleep and woke up just in time to holler, "There she goes." Looked around, there was no one left to fire him, so he quit. That's the way it is.
Well, I guess all you can hope for is, in the 2 days he's going to be with you, that he don't try to interfere and mess up nothing. Well, you really hate him, don't you, Kingfish?
Oh, I say I do. I'd kill the stupid goof, but with my luck, Sapphire and Mama would bury him in my best suit, so I ain't... Leroy, it was nice of you to come over to see me. I didn't even know you was in town.
Yes, Amos, I thought I'd drop over and tell you of the wonderful plan I has to help Sapphire and the Kingfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to stop them two from fighting all the time, or they liable to break up for good.
Well, now, Leroy, I wouldn't interfere there if I was you.
Oh, no, this is a wonderful plan, Amos. See, when I was back home last summer, I come across this old love letter that the Kingfish writ to Sapphire before they was married.
Yeah.
It's really something. It's signed, "Your Passionate Sweetheart," and I'm going to show it to him.
Yeah, well, it might work.
Yeah, I got the letter right here in my pocket. I'm going to show it to him when they're in a good mood, you know.
Yeah, well, Leroy, I just noticing, ain't that the Kingfish's gray flannel suit that you wearing there?
Oh, yeah, I put it on this morning. It was raining, and I didn't want to get my own clothes wet, you know.
Well, look, Leroy, just so there ain't no trouble, if I was you, I'd go home and put that gray flannel suit in the Kingfish's closet.
Yeah, well, let him have his old gray flannel suit. His blue one fits me better anyway.
Yeah, I...
down to the cleaners. Got anything to go?
Well, just let me look in the closet here, Mama. Oh, here's this old gray flannel suit of George's. This can go. Let me see if there's anything in the pockets first, though. Let's see. Why, here's a note. There ain't no envelope. Who could he be writing to?
What'd he say?
"My dearest darling,
it ain't to the milkman, then.
"My dearest darling, I love you madly. You're so young and beautiful, I cannot live without you. Signed, Your Passionate Sweetheart."
Mm.
Good heavens, you're so young and beautiful. Mama, George is writing a love letter to some young woman.
I knew it. You can't trust any of them.
But George's age. Why, he's so old and broke down.
Yeah, this is something, all right. You know, it's like a radiator in a junkyard starting to steam.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall aspirin is a good example. Laboratory tests prove there is no faster-acting aspirin made. The reason? A special binding ingredient that causes the tablet to disintegrate or break up more rapidly when it comes into contact with moisture. The result, when taken with water, the 5 full grains of pure aspirin in every Rexall tablet are ready to go to work for you even before they reach your stomach. So never ask for just aspirin. Ask for Rexall aspirin at Rexall drug stores everywhere. The stores with the orange and blue sign. And when you do, remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Oh, Mama, what am I going to do? After all these years, George writing this love letter to another woman. And a young girl, too. Why would he get interested in a young girl?
Well, daughter, that's the way it is. Even in an old man's home, it's the boys without the teeth that get the baby food.
But what am I going to do, Mama? I just don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Sapphire, you'll just have to fight fire with fire. Now, if he wants a young gal, you is going to have to look and act just as young as she is.
You're right, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start acting and dressing just like a young gal. And I mean a real young chick.
Ha-ha! That's the spirit, daughter. We'll go out and buy the clothes now. And see, don't throw that love letter away either. It'll come in handy later as evidence.
I'll keep it, Mama. I'll put it right in this bureau drawer with these handkerchiefs.
Mm-hmm. Well, come on, daughter. If he thinks the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, we'll teach him to stay home and clip his own hedges.
Well, Linda, sorry. I guess there wasn't no use coming up here to my place for lunch after all, was there?
No, Leroy really cleaned out that icebox. Mm-hmm. Big pig. Well, it's a nice day. Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. Look there, coming across the street. That young gal.
You mean the one with the sloppy Joe sweater and the skirt and the bobby socks?
Yeah. I have seen a lot of young gals, but that is the oldest young gal I done ever seen.
Look at them bow legs on her there. She walking like Gene Autry after a hard day in the saddle.
Huh? What a goony-looking bird.
Yeah, she's a bird. Wait a minute, Andy. Just noticing. I happen to be the capistrano that goony bird is coming back to here. That is Sapphire, and she coming this way.
Yeah, that's right. That's her, all right, and she's coming in here. What you suppose is up?
Well, I don't know, Andy. I better open the door here and... and let that overripe juvenile delink in here. Sapphire, what is this?
Don't you dig me, Square? I'm cool as a mule and crazy as a day.
Hey, wait a minute, Cheryl. What's all this about? What you carrying on like this for?
The trouble with you, George, you ain't real George. This is it, cat. Hey, Mama Reba, Zadu, Zadu.
Hey, Henry, did you ever see anything like this?
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, my grandma used to carry on this way when she was hitting the vanilla extract.
What is this? Where you get that crazy outfit?
Man, this ain't crazy. It's gone.
Gone?
It's so far gone, it was never here.
Hey, excuse me for protruding, Sapphire, but you look awful funny in that outfit.
Oh, what you talking about? This is what all us Jills is wearing, sweaters and skirts. And I'll tell you something else. It was wonderful being able to slip into size 12.
Yeah, I noticed your new shoes, yeah.
Sapphire, ain't you done something to your hair?
Yeah, I noticed it, too. It's different. Ain't got that wet mop effect no more.
George, this is the new poodle cut all the slick chicks is featuring.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yes.
Is the slick chicks featuring the bald spot in the back there, too?
That might be a poodle cut, but I think you got a little Mexican hairless in there.
Well, it gotta be taken off. If I stand around here with you dreary cats, I'm gonna flip. See you later.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Sapphire.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
mackerel, Andy. What'd you think of that?
Well, I don't know, Kingfish, but it was about the same stage of the game they come for Grandma and fitted her for that leather house coat with the buckles in the back.
I don't know what it is, Andy. For some reason, she's trying to act young.
Yeah, well, this don't look good to me. Sapphire's at a dangerous age. She's about at the time when them old gals get tired of their husbands and start looking for some young fellow.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Andy. She don't have to be interested in someone else. She might have got all fixed up like that just to please me.
To please you? Look, Kingfish, when you puts on an expensive funeral, you ain't trying to impress the corpse.
Yeah, well, got me upset, Anna. Let's go down to the beaner and get ourselves a bite. I always think better over a bowl of chili in my stomach or something like that.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I was broke. You got any money?
No, wait a minute. Come on, Anna. I think I can get some, though. I know where. See here, Sapphire always keeps some change in the bureau drawer here. I just take about 40 cents and I'll put it back later when I break the piggy bank. Wait a minute. See, what is this note you got here in the dresser drawer? My dearest darling, I love you madly. You are so young and beautiful. Andy, this is a love letter from some man.
Holy mackerel.
Andy, the reason she dressed up so young is to impress this fella who's writing to her.
Yeah, it looked bad, all right. Read the rest of it.
Say, you are so young and beautiful. I cannot live without you. Signed, your passionate sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And this Sapphire, my own wife, is going out with a boyfriend.
Yes, sir. When she was singing about having big fun on the bayou, she wasn't planning on no game of ping pong, boy.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
Ladies, now when so many of you are anxious to trim down your figures for bright summer days out of doors, do you know that you can lose up to 5 pounds a week and lose where it shows with the new Ann Delafield reducing plan?
Sounds marvelous. But isn't it lots of hard work?
Absolutely not. It's easy. In fact, the easiest, soundest, safest way you ever found to lose weight. There are no drugs, no unbalanced dieting. You don't starve. Yet the pounds slip away and stay away.
Well, what do I get in this plan?
Everything you need to help make you slim and lovely. Delicious appetite-reducing wafers to curb a runaway appetite. Vitamins to keep your diet safe. And a big, valuable beauty book with menus, exercises, and useful health and beauty hints.
Is this Ann Delafield reducing plan very expensive?
Again, the answer is no. It's economical. Costs you only pennies a day. So begin now with the new Ann Delafield reducing plan. Sold at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
So, Kingfish, you figure from that letter that Sapphire got a boyfriend that done been writing love letters to her, huh?
Yes, Andy, I'm sure of it.
I want to tell you something.
Hi, you boy.
Oh, hello, Calhoun.
What's wrong with you, Kingfish? I ain't seen you look this sad since the time you asked for credit at the Italian restaurant and the man done hit you in the face with the pasta for soup.
Calhoun, I was in a mess. I need your advice. Yeah. My wife is getting love letters from another man.
That's right. And what can the Kingfish do to bring Sapphire to her senses, Calhoun?
Well, why don't you use the old dog in the manger routine, Kingfish?
What's that?
Sapphire don't want you now because nobody else wants you. But if she thunk some other gal was interested in you, she'd soon change her story.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Let her see me out with some other woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, Andy, you got a lot of gals. Couldn't you kind of lease lend me one for the evening?
Yeah, I can do it. I think I know a gal to do it, too. Lulu Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's intelligent, too, boy. She is the head boner at the tuna fish plant.
And the place to go is the Golden Veil nightclub.
Yeah, and to make sure that Sapphire knows I was there, Andy, you could call her up, disguise your voice, and make one of them unanimous phone calls, you know, till I die.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Oh, boy, women show is fickle, ain't they, Calhoun?
Always has been.
Jonah.
Even way back in history. Why, look at Napoleon and Josephine. One night during the wars, Napoleon happened to return from a battle kind of early, you know, and found his wife Josephine entertaining another man in the living room.
Jonah.
Yeah, and this boyfriend was a real lover boy, too. Why, he was drinking champagne out of Josephine's slipper.
Slipper?
Yeah, and Napoleon looked at them wine-stained slippers, and then he looked his wife in the eye, and with fire in his voice, he uttered them famous French words, Je suis, liban am I, liban liberté, la fraternité, ou la home boom, Van de Lac.
What do that mean?
Who gonna pay for them shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Stevens. This is an anonymous person who you ain't got no idea who it is.
What? What's this?
If you goes down to the Golden Veil nightclub tonight, you will see something you shouldn't ought to see. That's the Golden Veil.
Golden Veil?
Yeah, you will see your husband tater-tating with a young tomato. Repeat, young tomato. That is all. Roger, over.
Somebody, who is that?
I don't know, Mama. Somebody said George is going to be with a young girl at the Golden Veil nightclub at... Mama, that's why he didn't come home tonight.
I'll bet it's that same young hussy he writ that love letter to. Where's my umbrella? Let's go.
Well, Miss Fontaine, it certainly was nice of you to meet me here at the Golden Veil.
Don't mention it, honey. It's a pleasure to do it for you, lover boy.
Miss Lulu, the name is Mr. Stevens. Now, let's figure out what we can do when my wife gets here to make her jealous.
Well, I could sort of snuggle up to you like this. Or I could snuggle up to you real close, like this.
Excuse me, Miss Fontaine, but I think you done over-snuggled on that last snuggle there.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, right now, we are both sitting on the same chair here.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, it would be, kind of hot in here, ain't it?
Oh, I've got it. When your wife gets here, I'll have my arm around you and be rubbing you on the back of the neck, nice and soft, like this.
Well, that feels
Have any suggestions, sweet stuff?
Well, when my wife gets here, I tell you, I'm going to give you the cue word. I'll holler sapphire. Now, when I holler sapphire, you throw your arms around me and say, honey bun, kiss me.
All right. When you holler sapphire, say, who's this fella coming over here to the table?
Holy mackerel, it's my brother-in-law, Leroy. Oh, what a break. This will get back to sapphire faster than I thought. Him seeing me sitting here with a beautiful gal like you. Hiya, Goofy.
Oh, well, bless my soul, if it ain't the kingfish.
Hey, well, Goof, I guess you caught me with the goods. You done caught me here with a beautiful young gal. Unfortunate for me, why, I know you're going to get it right back to Sapphire.
Don't be silly, brother-in-law, dear. For you to be out with a gal like this could only be two things. Either business, or she lost out on a quiz program and had to take the consequences.
Now, wait a minute, Leroy.
And on top of that, why would I tell Sapphire? I'm trying to bring you two together. I even brung an old love letter up with me from Georgia that you wrote to Sapphire years ago.
No, you see, what we're doing is tater-tating here. This is my, brung up some kind of love letter. What is that?
Yeah, you read it years ago. It was signed, Your Passionate Sweetheart.
What?
I don't know what happened to the thing. I must have lost it.
Well, wait a minute. I found it. But I thought, oh, no.
I'll see you around, Kingfish. I got to leave with my friends now.
Oh, holy mackerel. I done got jealous over my own love letter.
What's the matter here?
Well, don't ask no questions, Lulu. I got to get out of here. Slide around the table there. Hurry up. Oh. Excuse me, lady.
Well, George Stevens.
Sapphire.
Honey bun, kiss me.
Lulu, let me out of here. Let me go.
George Stevens, this is the hussy you've been writing them love letters.
Now, look,
to.
Sapphire, Mama, I can't explain.
Explain nothing. Take this.
No. Oh, no, not with the young brother. No,
take
no.
That. Oh.
And this. And this.
Mama, please. Help, help. All right, go ahead now, Leroy. Now that we're home, you can explain to Sapphire and Mama about this letter. Go on now.
It better be good, writing letters to young gals.
Well, Sapphire, don't you recognize it? I found this letter back home. George done read it to you before you was married.
Yeah, and when I found it, I just didn't recognize my handwriting after 22 years.
Let me see that. Oh, dear. Look at the date. Oh, I should have known.
Well, yeah. I brung it up here because I thought if you both read the letter, you might be able to recapture the love you once had for each other.
Oh, dear me.
George, listen. My dearest darling, I love you madly. You're so young and beautiful. I cannot live without you. Signed, your passionate sweetheart. Yes, George, I remember this letter. It was your proposal to me.
Yeah, and when I found it, I think some other fellow was writing to you. I misjudged you, honey.
George, and I thought you wrote it to some young girl. I'm awfully sorry, my dear.
Leroy, I think we better leave George and Sapphire alone.
Yeah, I think so too, Mama. Come on.
All right.
George.
Yes, Sapphire.
George, that letter does something to me. Don't it make you realize something, too?
Yeah, it do. It make me realize something very, very important.
Really, George?
Yeah. If I'd never writ that fool letter, I wouldn't been in the mess I've been in for the last 22 years.
Again, here is your Rexall family druggist. Right now, I have a duty to perform for the makers of Rexall drug products and the 10,000 Rexall family druggists. A duty that's a privilege and a pleasure. They have asked me to thank Amos and Andy for a season that's been a high spot in radio listening. And so to you, Freeman Gosden, and to you, Charles Carell, Amos and Andy, thank you and Godspeed until your return to the air for Rexall at this same time on this same network next fall. In the meantime, happy vacation.
And now our heartfelt thanks to you, our sponsors and our listeners who make the Amos and Andy Show possible. It's been a grand season and we are very grateful for the way you've invited us into your homes each week.
And that goes for me too, ladies and gentlemen.
You may have heard it rumored that Carell and I were retiring from radio at the end of this season. But we are very happy to tell you now that we will be back in the fall at the same time.
And don't forget, we'll see you next fall for Rexall.
Tune in next week for the beginning of a great series starring Dick Powell, one of Hollywood's finest actors. Honestly, you will enjoy this program. In the meantime, remember to shop and save with your Rexall family druggist. Thank you and good night.
Good night, folks.
Your Rexall druggist has presented the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. This is the CBS Radio Network.